For those of you who maybe were out at the CD table, I also have a CD that I'm selling out there. You probably wonder why. There's a wonderful singer-songwriter. Her name was Rachel Bissix, and she was a dear friend, and we lost her to breast cancer this last year. And a typical of most of us folk singers, we don't make a lot of money. And she died. She has two kids that were just ready to go to college, and she died without the money to send them to college. And so a group of us in the folk music community got together and did a two-record album of her songs. Each one of us took one song and recorded it, and it's a compilation album. And I'm delighted to say that it's like number one on all the folk charts. Now, that's not saying much. There's only about three folk stations, but... But it's right up there on the folk, and we did a song on the album, and so I take her albums around, and they didn't even give me a free album. We sell them for $20 each, and all the money. But you know something, this album just came out, and we are 3/4 of the way of having her kids put through college. So. And I'm really also delighted that the album's getting a lot of play, like I said, on folk radio. And our cut is getting, they generally play like 3 or 4 cuts from the album, and 3 or 4 different disparate cuts. But for some reason, our cut always gets on there. I don't think because ours is necessarily best or anything, but you know, it's a sad album because it's a lot of her wonderful songs. And the song that we chose to do is not a sad song. And it's actually the first song I ever heard Rachel do. We were riding a train going across Canada, going to a folk music convention, and she just had a little set of brushes that she played on a little tin box, and just her and the brushes and the rhythm on that train.